Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
New York Times Business. January 22, 1819 America, New York. Passenger exposed buttocks and threw a can during flight, prosecutors say. Shane McInerney, 29, was charged after his disruptive behavior aboard a flight from Dublin to John F. Kennedy International Airport on January 7. A passenger aboard a Delta flight from Ireland to New York this month refused to wear a mask despite having been asked to do so dozens of times, prosecutors said.
Daily FX Market News. January 22, 1800 America, New York, EUR, USD forecast, key EUR, USD, EUR, GBP levels to watch. Euro maintains uptrend, EUR, GBP rallies continue to be faded.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 22, 1642 America, New York, empty private jet flights hastened Credit Suisse chairman Antonio Horta Osorio's downfall. A bank review of the chairman's travel found it was paying for planes to return empty after dropping Mr. Horta Osorio off in London and Lisbon for the weekend.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 1642 America, New York, empty private jet flights hastened Credit Suisse chairman's exit. A bank review of Antonio Horta Osorio's travel found that Credit Suisse was paying for planes to return empty after dropping him off in London and Lisbon for the weekend. New York Times Business. January 22, 1432 America, New York, Kohl's receives $9 billion offer backed by activist investor. The offer comes as the retailer, like other brick-and-mortar stores, struggles with supply chain problems and competition from online sites. The offer for Kohl's highlights the renewed interest that activists are showing in department stores. New York Times Business. January 22, 1359 America, New York, rapid inflation fuels debate over what's to blame, pandemic or policy. The White House is emphasizing that inflation is worldwide. Economists say that's true, but stimulus-spurred consumer buying is also to blame. President Biden leaving a news conference at the White House on Wednesday. The Library of Economics and Liberty. January 22, 1339 America, New York, a rose by any other name. Is graffiti an art? Is alcoholism a disease? Is economics a science? Is bombing cities during wartime terrorism? Who cares? Art, disease, science, terrorism are just words.
Armstrong Economics. January 22, 1328 America, New York. Russia may have shot down U.S. cargo plane. An air cargo jet operating under U.S. Transportation Command took off from Kiev, Ukraine after delivering 200,000 pounds of ammunition. It then violated the airspace of Belarus, violated Russian airspace, and disappeared from flight tracking as it entered Kazakhstan. At this time, we are not certain that the plane was shot down. Armstrong Economics. January 22, 1303 America, New York. Defeat the Mandates March. Tomorrow, Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, there will be an important protest in Washington, D.C. Defeat the Mandates March. Sunday, January 23 from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Post Defeat the Mandates March, Tomorrow Washington, D.C. first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Marginal Revolution, January 22, 1213 America, New York, that was then, this is now, January 21 edition. For my birthday, Yana constructed, bought me a book of NYT front pages for all of the January 21sts from the year I was born to the current day. It is fun to read through these. Here are a few headlines of note.
Daily FX Market News. January 22, 12 o'clock America, New York, gold price forecast. Zhao may see volatile trading on FOMC and PCE data. Gold prices are looking to rise for a third consecutive week as market volatility and geopolitical tension support bullion. It may be a volatile one for Zhao, with a FOMC announcement and PCE data.
New York Times Business. January 22, 1003 America, New York, Harvey G. Stack, leading dealer in rare coins, dies at 93. At the New York firm his father and uncle started in 1933, he was said to have personally conducted more auction sales than anyone else in the industry. Harvey Stack, right, in 1976, displaying some of his store's rare coins.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 22, 10 o'clock America, New York, bank stocks are diverging in 2022. Those with bigger Wall Street operations are contending with sharply higher costs, and their shares are being punished for it.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 9 o'clock America, New York, to bargain with their landlords, renters form tenant unions. Housing groups take a page from the labor movement and push for building improvements, eviction delays. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 9 o'clock America, New York, moms in middle age, rarely alone, often online and increasingly lonely. Women in Generation X report a sharp rise in loneliness during the pandemic, and Gen X mothers have felt especially isolated. Some seek connections online, but social media often makes loneliness worse. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 8 o'clock America, New York, cruise lines face obstacles to bets on summer rebound. Carnival and Royal Caribbean are adjusting to destinations changing health protocols as the industry looks to recover from pandemic-related losses. New York Times Business. January 22, 8 o'clock America, New York, what happened, and didn't, when Davos disappeared. For the second year in a row, the World Economic Forum's annual in-person meeting was delayed because of the pandemic. Did anyone miss it? Davos, Switzerland, in January.
Marginal Revolution. January 22, 7:25 America, New York, who's watching you? John List has been chief economist for Uber and for Lyft. He's also run experiments for United, the United Way, and the Chicago schools. In his new book, The Voltage Effect, he talks about a number of these experiments, but what really comes through is how much fun he is having.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 22, 5:30 America, New York, big tech headlines key earnings week amid NASDAQ slide. Investors will be looking for reassurance after the NASDAQ notched a 12% decline to start the year.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 22, 5:30 America, New York, how bad are things in China's property market? Government curbs on borrowing in China's property sector have triggered uncertainty for many market participants. Here's where the market stands as 2022 gets underway.